Aleishu chelik beis reish pei zain, in the middle of the page. Biram ha-Torah nitna rak lichlal Yisrael. The Torah was given only to Klal Yisrael, ki Umay Yisraelam lo hayu mukhanim eileha. Umay Yisraelam didn't have the requisite state of whatever it is, soul, whatever it is. Lachin ha-Klal Yisrael boided be-emunasei va-avoidasei. Am Yisrael is in a state of solitude when it comes to its emunah and avoidah. It stands alone. Ad kama shaguyim hiskarvu le'emunah monotheistit. No matter how close the goyim have come to what they refer to as a monotheistic faith, yeshavdel rav benhem uveinenu. There remains a gigantic gulf between them and us. Kafi shekasav harambam beigeres teiman. As the Rambam writes in his famous Igeres Teiman, ve'ein efresh ben dasenu zeis lishar hadases sherotzim leitaleda moisan elea. The difference between us and other groups who wish to resemble us, אלא כמו שיש הפרש בין האדם החי המרגיש ובין הצלם שפסלוי האומן מעיץ או שיצא כל ממתכס. Is the difference between a living, sensing human being and a statue that a person has carved from either wood or metal. וכן כוסב הכוזרי, very similar, כי האומויס המייסויס, אשר חשבו לדמויס לאומה החיה. They wish to emulate, they wish to resemble the living nation. All they can do is just approximate it to a very small extent. They build structures, it can be gigantic ones, cathedrals, in which a Kadosh Baruch does not appear. Sometimes they practice asceticism in order to stimulate Nevoah, but they never produced Nevi'im. He writes this there in Ma'amar Beis, Ma'amar Gimel. The author continues, however, we must know that a Kadosh Baruch will not allow the majority of the world to continue in their erroneous ways forever. And therefore we constantly look forward, we anticipate the final revelation that will come. This is a point that the author makes many times in this volume, that the definition of the final Geula, or rather the two main elements of the final Geula, are Hashem revealed in his unity to everyone and the elimination of evil. From the perspective of our emunah, we don't need that final revelation. Our emunah is anyway immensely clear, blishum hester, without, there's no hiddenness. However, we do feel the pain of kvoid shamayim, which is desecrated. Through the goyim, as we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, it's a pasuk, the goyim that don't know you. Until such time as the final Jew, the last Jew, is resuscitated, comes back to life for eternal life, we still remain in a state of mourning, as the pasuk in Yeshayahu Samech Aleph states. Those are the three stages, three hisgaluyos. The author now continues. Beriyas Olam, Matan Torah, Vatzipia Ligula. These three, the creation of the world, then Matan Torah, and the point of waiting for the final Geula. Kol tefiloseinu oyiskuis bahen, our tefilos deal with these events, uva emunah bahen anochim. We live in emunah in these three. Kol shleisha asa ikare ha-emunah nichlalim bahen, all 13 principles that the Rambam enunciated are encompassed in them, uvachol ha-mishtama mehem, and everything that flows from them. Now, Ata bover echa maase katan shel avoida. I'd like to show you a small act of avoida, hakolel haemuna bishloishes isgaluyos ilu. One act that encompasses emuna in these three revelations. Here I made a point to look at Chelik Aleph, page Tzadi Ches. We discussed it in the first volume of Aleishu, Daf Tzadi Ches. Omar Eish Lakish kol hoine omein bechol kuichoi. It's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes. Anyone who says Omein, responds Omein with all of his koyach, the Rishonim say with all of his kavana, Peschin l'shari gan Eden. The gates of Gan Eden are open for him. Shene'emar, he quotes a pasuk, Pischu sh'arim, open the gates, v'yavo goy tzadik she'imer emunim. Let the righteous nation come, the nation that maintains its faith, the simple pshat, she'imer emunim. So the Gemara, al tikrei she'imer emunim, ela she'imerim Omein, on a deeper level, the nation that says Omein. So that nation says, Omein, the gates of Gan Eden open. My Omein, Omar Rabbi Chanina, Eil Melech Ne'eman. So Rashi says, Kach Me'id Al Bir'oi, when a person says Omein, he testifies about his creator, Shehu Eil Melech Ne'eman, that he is a God, King, and faithful. The author says, Hashem Eil, we're defining that we're analyzing this concept of Omein, that name, Hu Hashem Shilmidas, Chasdo Yisborach HaSheOilam Chesed Yibonei. That name connotes Chesed, through which the world is created. So that's a reference to that first stage we spoke about, the creation of the world. Melech Nihyeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleinu Al-Yedei Kabbalas HaTorah. Hashem became the king of Klal Yisrael at Kabbalas HaTorah. That's the second point that we are discussing. And Ne'eman, we say he's faithful, he's trustworthy, he's reliable. Ne'eman ulehavies ha-geula ulehachayos ha-misim. He's trustworthy, we rely on the fact that he will finally bring the geula and bring about tichias ha-misim. Harei be'anias omein, so by merely responding omein, mehadheid tzlil shel kol shloshes his galuyos. There's the echoing sound of all those three major revelations, the three major points, turning points in the history of the world. It's creation, matan Torah, and the final salvation. Just omein. V'hoine omein b'chol koichoy. So somebody who answers omein with this in mind, p'eschino sh'arei gan Eden. The gates of Gan Eden are opened before him, meaning hu ma'avir me'atzmoy eskol ha'ester panim. He drives away, pushes away, all the Hester Panim, v'chai b'olam shibaroi galui, and he lives in a world in which the Creator is revealed, hashgachasoi umalchusoi gluya, his hashgacha, his kingship over the world is revealed, v'yichud hashalem omed lizgaroz b'chol egein, and Hashem's final unity, complete unity, is about to be revealed. Lifnei ha'ine omen aderech zoi. So, in front of a person who answers Amen in this way, with all of this in mind, niftachim sh'arei gan Eden. The gates of Gan Eden are open, meaning, such a person can see already the gates are open. So, if the gates are open, you can see inside, you can peer inside. Ki gan Eden hu olam hagalui bli hester panim. When Chazal refer to Gan Eden, they mean a revealed world where Hashem is not hiding. Ishi talmid chacham. This is a phrase taken from Maseches Yoma. He's referring, the author is addressing the reader. Aim hirgashta pam kesheamarta omein esatoichen he'adir b'mila ktana zoi. Have you ever felt when you said omein the colossal content in this little word? That it really is a reflection of these three stages in history and everything that we've learned in this introduction. Hein ze tzarich hislamdus merubah. This requires a lot of practice. Until such time as you reach such an omein. It'll be very difficult to reach this level in all 90 omeinim that we customarily recite every day or respond every day. We're going to try and practice this, to say omein with this, all of this in mind. So just before Baruch Hu, when the Shliach Tzibur recites the Kaddish, that Omein, uveMincha uveMa'ariv lifnei Hashmona Esre. So three times a day. Ad kan. The Vad Rishayin. Rabbi Elazar Omer, hevei shakud lilmoid Torah. So you should be diligent in learning Torah. Vedama shetashiv la'apikoirus. Know how to respond or what to respond. And know before whom you toil, who is your boss, who is going to repay you. A Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, this Tana, who ze shamar shaderech hatoiva shidbak b'ha'adam uleiv toiv. The same Tana who said, when they were asked by the mentor, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to define the best way. So he's the one who said that the derech hatova shidbak b'adam, the path, the guiding principle for a person is lev toiv. V'yadua, ki shloishes ha-davarim shekol echad mitamidei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai omar, the three things that each one of the talmidim of Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai omar, hem ha-derech eich magi'im lo'isah ma'ala shel adam tzeh lidabek ba. Those three things that they said are the path to reach that level which constitutes that overall principle. So, nimtza, if you take that, What emerges is Kirabi Elazar Hitvale Fanenus Aderech Kitzad Magim Lelev Toiv. In this Mishnah that we quoted at the beginning of the Vaad, he is tracing out the path how to reach Lev Toiv. Now, Anu Mavinim Ki Hashkida Lelimut Torah. That we understand that diligence in learning Torah, the yediyah lifnei mi'amelim, and the knowledge that we are toiling before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mesugeles laveinu lev toiv. One can understand that that can bring us to lev toiv. Ach ma inyan dama shetashiv la'apikoyrus kan lechan. The third element seems anomalous. That the idea, that injunction of knowing how to respond to an apikoyrus, how does that lead one to lev toiv? האם גם זה דרוש כדי להגיע ללב טוב? Is that required to reach a good heart? אמנם ככה אנו צריכים להבין דבריו. We necessarily have to understand it. If you take into consideration this idea that each of the Talmidim, in his three statements, was hinting at the path to reach the ma'ala that he mentioned. So we have to understand it somehow this way. והנה רבי אלעזר אין אומר תשיב לאפיקורוס. It doesn't say to respond. He says דא מה שתשיב. It's, in most cases, futile to debate these issues. Kavanasoihi, rather, the Tanna's intention is, Ata be'atzmecha tzrich ladas mahalach beru be'emunasecha. You, yourself, you need to have a clarity in your emuna. Shetiyeh kol kach chazak b'idiascha, your knowledge should be so firm, shafilu kol ruchos sheba'olam bo'is v'neshvois becha, so that even if very powerful winds blow. This is again a phrase from Pekei Avos. Even if all the powerful winds come and blow at you, lo yazizu eischa mimekoimcha, they will not budge you. Emuna tzricha lisbases gam basechel. Emuna has to be based in the mind. It has to be intellectually firm. Ve'azi vada'is legamai. Then it is completely certain. Vada'us kazeis be'emuna hi be'echlet derech lagei lelev tov. And that's the answer to our Tmir early on. Such certainty in Muna is certainly a path to reaching a Lev Toiv. Einenu chayavim klal levases emunasenu betanus filosofias ubemechkar ma'amik. We are not at all obligated to found our emuna on philosophical arguments and deep analysis, which is interesting because that was the path of the Rishonim, certainly in the heyday of Jewish philosophy in the time of the Rishonim. But it's not really shaykh be'ameinu. די לנו להשתמש בשכל הפשוט שלנו כדי לבסס אמונתנו. It's sufficient to use our kelim, our minds, to found our emuna without the technicalities of philosophical argumentation, which if one reads the Rishonim's works, Moreh Nevuchim, the Ralbag in Melachos Hashem, a very, very dry, technical. השכל הבריא אינו מתקשה כלל לעמוד על ההכרח שהקדוש ברוך הוא ברא את העולם. A healthy mind does not find it difficult at all to appreciate the imperative of understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Nosana Satora min Hashamayim, gave us Torah via Viesa Geula. Again, the 3 points you mentioned in the introduction. Bria Seilam, Matan Torah, and final Geula. Aval, however, having said this, lo yinucha lachsoich lechol ma'amin satircha. We cannot save any ma'amin from the trouble, from the effort, lo seis datoi al bisus emonosu b'derech sichloi, to pay attention, to put effort in founding his emuna on the path of the intellect. V'raka she'yasekach, when he does so, when he doesn't invest effort in this, tiyeh emuna sovet esuvah, only then will his emuna be clear and certain. Ein kavanasen linois kan kol adrachim shebahim nitan le'ames es emuna besechel. We do not intend to enumerate here all the paths by which one can validate one's emuna intellectually, כי כל אחד ואחד צריך לעשות זאת בעצמו. Each individual has to do this for himself. נסתפק ברמזים אחדים. We're just going to, it's going to suffice with a few hints. וכל אחד ייקח לעצמו זמן. Each person shouldn't take time for himself. לאמס אמונסי כפי כוחוי. To validate his אמונה to the extent of his ability. ותהיינה מחשב עושה בזה פשוטו עסקה שתהיינה. No matter how simple his approach is, his thoughts are. אבל ידע ברויס, however, one must know clearly, כי בלי שכל ובלי מחשבה, without applying one's mind, without thought, תישאר אמונסו מאורפלס. His אמונה will remain literally turbid. It will not be clear. One needs to apply one's mind to אמונה. אמונה is not just gefilte fish. It's not just that. One has to apply one's mind and to have a clear understanding. Otherwise, one's אמונה remains turbid, ורק בגדר מעשה אביסיו בידוי. And just it has the level of carrying on what a person has seen in his home, just the way he was brought up. גם ברמזים שנזכיר בזה, even in the hints that we're going to mention, אנו מבטרים על כל ציוד מלומד וראיוס הלקוחות ממצאי המדע החדיש. We forgo any sophisticated equipment, literally, and all sorts of ראיוס, sort of proofs which are taken from the latest findings of science, כי כוונסנו להעמיד אמונסנו על השכל הפשוט והבריא שהוא מנס חלקו של כל אדם. Our intention is to base האמונה on straightforward basic logic which every individual has. באמונה בבורא העולם, the first stage. Regarding אמונה in בורא העולם and its creation, די לנו במה שכתב הרמב״ם, it's sufficient with what the Rambam wrote, איך מצא אברהם אבינו עליו השלום את הדרך לאמונה, והבאנו את דבריו בוועד הקודם. We cited the Rambam. It's in הלכות עבודה זרה at the beginning. We cited his words, how Avraham Avinu grew among the idolaters and he pondered the cycles of nature, particularly the cycles of the heavenly bodies. We discussed that. אי אפשר שהעולם ברא את עצמו. It is not possible that the world created itself. הדברים ברורים ופשוטים. These are clear and straightforward matters. ונוידע מה שכתב הכוזרי, it's well known what the Kuzari writes, one of the better known passages in the Kuzari, ששאל התלמיד חכם יחס המלך, the חבר asked the king, האתה מייחס זייס החוכמה הנמצאת בברייס הנמלה, אל גלגל או אל כוכב או לזויוסו מבלתי הבורא? He asked the king, do you attribute the wisdom that is found in, let's say, the creation of the ant, or some astronomical cycle, etc., to anything other than the creator? Amar HaKuzari, the king replied, well, זה מיוחס אל פועל הטבע. Well, attributed to the workings of nature. Amar HaKuzari, the Chaver challenged him, ומה הוא הטבע? What exactly is this nature? What are these physical laws and forces? Amar HaKuzari, הוא כוח מהכוחס על מה ששמענו בחוכמוס ואין אני יודעים מה. Well, it's a force, we heard about it, we don't know exactly what it is, but there are natural laws. אבל החכמים יודעים מזה בלי ספק. I have no doubt that those who analyze and study these laws know what it is. אמר החכם, אבל ידע שם בוי, כי ידיע שנו, they know more about it than we know. גזר עושה הפילוסף, כי הוא ההשכלה והסיבה שבה ינוח וינוע, הדבר אשר הוא בוי בעצם לא במקרה. He argued about what Aristotle had to say about these cause and effect, etc. אמר הכוזרי, אם כן אני רואה שיתאונו בשמו ישראל, see now that I was misled with these names. Vesamunu meshatfim em borei. Really, they used nature as a name. Really, as a name for the creator. But we know hateva chacham poel. They call it nature. Vefshar shenavoi lomar borei al tam divayim. Really, we could substitute wherever they put nature or law of nature. We could put the creator. Omar chavei kenu. That's right. This is in Ma'amar Aleph in paragraph Samech Tesa to Ein Zayin. בדרך אגב יאמר כאן, I want to say this as the author, by the way, just as a parenthetical comment, כי בספר הכוזרי לרבי יהודה הלוי מסברים כל עיקרי האמונה, in ספר הכוזרי, of course, written by רבי יהודה הלוי, all the עיקרים are clarified וראוי לכל אחד ללמדו. It's appropriate for every person to learn it. הגרא אומר ללמוד ספר הכוזרי, במקום שער ייחוד בספר חובס לבבויס מטעם זה. The Gra recommended learning Kuzari instead of the particular section of חובס לבבויס, meaning שער הייחוד, for this reason, because it clarifies all עיקרי אמונה and it's accessible. ולענייננו, coming back after the digression, השם טבע הוא ביטוי המושך הזה לב. Using the term nature or similar types of terms, but using nature, it's an attractive expression, המכסה בשטחיוס נראה, it's a term that covers with awful superficiality the awesome wisdom which is inherent in the creation. It is impossible that any natural process or combination of processes without an intelligence, without a purpose, without a goal, should create such a wondrous world. אין אווילוס גדולה ממחשבה זה. There's no greater foolishness than this thought. That's the first one, related to the first stage that we spoke about, which is בריאס העולם. The second was מתן תורה. גם האמונה בתורה מן השמיים נוכל היטב לבסס בשכל. אמונה בתורה מן השמיים also can be based on the mind. Hama'amin she'HaKadosh Baruch Hu barayis ha'ilam, a person who already accepts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, mevin bepashtus, understands quite simply, ki mi she'barayis ha'ilam gila livnei ha'ilam gam ken ketzat ishtamshu boi, ul'ezo tachlis ishtamshu boi, can understand quite simply that the one who created the world would have revealed to its inhabitants how to use it and to what purpose, to what ends to use it. It would then follow that Matan Torah would be the pièce de résistance. Really the completion of the creation. It's the final point, the completion of the creation, because it's when the Creator reveals how to use this world, what is its purpose, etc. Furthermore, one cannot refute the claim that at Ma'amad Har Sinai there was a complete nation present, millions of people. That Torah elaborates at great length about this event. No author in ancient times from any nation denied this fact, that it never occurred. We rely on the tradition of our forefathers with complete trust, like the famous words of the Ramban in Parashas Vayeshanan, we do not testify falsehood to our children. Hein ha-chafetzchim lo shikri levana, ve-chafetzchim did not lie to his children, ve-chin ha-gro, ve-chin ha-bi Yosef Karoi, ve-ha-ramo, ve-chin ha-rambam, ve-ha-ramban, ve-chin ravino ve-rav-ashi, kilel ve-shamay, ve-chin Ezra ve-Nehemiah, Yeshayahu ve-Yirmiyahu, David ve-Shlomo ha-melech alav ha-shalom, ad Yoshua ve-Moshe ben alav ha-shalom atzmoi, shalshelet nifla'a shel anshei emes, a wondrous chain of men of truth. That's the second stage. The third, kach gam ha-geulah ha-achrona musbeis lanu yitev. Also the third, the stage of the final revelation is well clarified. Nevi'ei ha'emes nibe'u ala bevi'ur kaze. The true prophets told us, foretold it with such clarity, shekol olam mechake lechach, that the world anticipates it, she'e olam metukan, that everyone anticipates that the world will one day reach a stage of perfection. V'cholam adamim al kidma. Everyone speaks about progress. Ela shelechol emunas ha'kidma. Belief in progress ein la bisus bli emunah b'divrei Nevi'ei Yisrael, has no foundation without a monad divine of Israel. There's no reason to believe that things should go better and better and work themselves towards an ultimate perfection unless one has a monad in the words of the prophets. The gambazep pashut lanu, that also is obvious to us. Ki aboyre shebara ilamo leizo techlis, kfi retzuno hakamos itoy. The creator his world, for some purpose to do with his will. Lo yiten livnei olamo legashish tamid ba'afela. He would not allow the inhabitants of this world to continually make the way in the darkness, to try and just grope in the darkness. He's not going to allow this to continue forever. V'acharei shenu yisenu tkufa arukah lagia be'atzmenu l'tikun olam al yedei kabalas malchus ha'izbara. After giving us a long period, an opportunity to reach the perfection of the world by ourselves, by accepting him as king, who ultimately it stands to reason that he won't allow, as we said, the world to just continue groping in the darkness forever. At some point he will reveal the purpose himself. And how wondrous is emunah in tchiyas ha-misim. Halakol avodasinu ba'olam hi. Ha-avoid in this world is, we've said this many times, lekadesh es gufeinu, to sanctify our bodies, so that the physical body should also earn eternity. This is a emunah, ki ha-boreis baruch ha-meshalem sechato lo-mishachlim mifanav, yiten gam laguf es secharoi. The boreh, who is committed to repaying those who walk in front of him, will also give the body its sechar, chelef avodasi, in return for its avodah. Uveketze yamim yakum v'yichil ha-netzach, so that at the end of days, the body will arise and live eternally. The purpose of burying the body after the death, it's like sowing the seed for tchiyas ha-meisim. Mamash kmo agarin shesemim ba'adama. Mamash, literally, like a seed that we plant in the earth, it rots away. Aval mimenu yitzmach eitz gadol bivoy semim. Ultimately, we know that a great tree will sprout from that. That's what the process of burial entails. One more parenthetical comment. כי על כל בר דעס ללמוד ספר דעס תבונס של הרמח"ל. בר דעס, as to learn דעס תבונס של הרמח"ל, המבאר כל העניינים האלה בבירור להפליא, he explains all these עניינים with great clarity. הריצליס מצאויס בתקופס שאנו חיים בהן, בעומק מהלכן. If you wish to understand this period of history through which we live in depth, צריך ללמוד ספר זה בעיונו, has to learn דעס תבונס in great detail. כל מה שכוסבנו כאן אינם אלה דברים פשוטים בגדר הדבר השווה לכל נפש. Everything we've written thus far is straightforward. It's something which is שווה לכל נפש, applicable to everyone. תלמיד חכם המעמיק יוסיף עליהם כהנה וכהנה. Of course, תלמיד חכם can add much more to this, לבסס אמונסו בעמק שכלוי, to establish his אמונה on deeper layers of intellect. ומי שלא הגיע לפשטות הדברים מוצאים כאן, somebody who hasn't reached the simplicity of the words suggested here, even though we said it's שווה לכל נפש, ישנה עוד דרך פשוטה לפניו. There's one other simple and straightforward path in front of him, לימר, אני מאושר מאוד בתורה שאני לומד ובמצווה שאני מקיים. I'm just satisfied, completely happy with the Torah I learned, the mitzvah so fulfill, ועד כמה שאני חי חיים פשוטים, to the extent that I live a very simple and straightforward, unremarkable, ordinary life, אני רואה שלחיים שלי יש הרבה יותר תוכן, I see that my life is much more content, much more value and content, מאשר לאלה שאינם מאמינים ואינם שומרים מצוות, than those who do not believe and are not שומרים מצוות, whose life is shallow, at most. אני שמח בשבת שלי ובתפילה שלי, I rejoice in my Shabbos, in my tefillah. בקשוס שלי ובתרס משפחתי, the fact that I observed קשוס and תרס המשפחה, ושום איש בעולם אין יכול להעביר אויסי על דעתי. No person can cause me to reject that. הגע בעצמך. Think for a moment. אולי תנסו יושם השמה מכל התנס הקודמויס. Possibly this argument is more impressive than all the previous arguments. רק תנאי אחד צריך לקיים משתי נסה. There's only one condition that the one who uses this argument has to fulfill. עליו להוסיף ולומר, אני בן חוירין. He has to add and to say, I am truly liberated. שום כוח בעולם, no force in the world, שום טענה בעולם, no argument in the world, ושום מדע בעולם, no scientific exercise in the world, אינו יכול להכריחני לחשוב אחרי, cannot force me to think otherwise, ולחיות אחרי, or to live otherwise, מכפי שאני רוצה ומבין, other than what I wish to and understand. אילו הישא התורה שלנו מכריחה אותי להאמין ולעשות דברים שהם נגד השכל, had the Torah forced us to believe and do things which are irrational against the Seichel, היה להם מקום להסתכל עליו, then those forces would have room to argue. אבל אני יודע שהתורה שלנו היא שכל כל כך עמוק וישר. I know that our Torah is straightforward, it's a deep and straight intellectual system. וגדולי התורה עשינו בכל התורה, אנשים כה גדולים בשכל ופיכחוס. גדולי התורה in all generations were great people with a straight mind and פיכחים, שאין כוח בעולם שיכול להניע אותי מאמונתי. No force in the world can move me, deflect me from my emunah. במילה אחת, in one word, בן חורין אני להאמין ולקיים תורה ומצוויס, I am again, בן חורין, free in a true sense of the word, really liberated. על ידי ביסוס זה של האמונה בשכל, again, through this process of establishing and solidifying אמונה in שכל, עלינו להגיע לוודאות מוחלטת. Ultimately, we need to reach complete, absolute certainty. ונתאר לעצמנו, let's imagine for ourselves, אם פתאום היינו נחטפים ומובאים לסביבה של שנאי תורה נלהבים, if we are suddenly abducted and brought to an environment of passionate haters of Torah, הרוצים בכל כוחם להעביר אותנו דעתם, they want more than anything else, with all of their might, to cause us to abandon our ways. מיד כשרים עושים מספללים, the moment they see us davening, כולם עומדים ולהוגים, they all stand around us and mock us. בשומרנו שבת מבזים אותנו. They see us observing Shabbos, they mock us and they בסרבנו להסגאל בטריפויס, when we refuse to eat טריפויס, מרעיבים אותנו, they would deny food, וכך יום אחר יום, חודש אחר חודש, וזאת במשך שנים. Day after day, month after month, for years. כמה זמן נוכל להחזיק מעמד בזה? How long would be able to sustain this? אם אנו משערים כי אחרי 10 שנים כבר לא נוכל לעמוד בכל זה, if we estimated after 10 years it would be intolerable, נדע להכיר כי עדיין אמונתנו רפויה. Then we have to know that our אמונה is still weak. ולא יצא לנו חובת האמונה השלמה, we even yet fulfill the obligation of complete אמונה. Aleinu lagir levados mochletes kazes. We have to reach such a certainty in emuna. Shasvivah oyenes kazes, that this environment which is hostile, this hostile environment, tagia lerifyon b'chfirasa v'titel kabel mazon. Rather, it should reach a weakness in its denial and tend to accept our emuna. Rather than we budging a hair's breadth from our emunah and perform the mitzvahs, even if this process we described above would continue for decades and decades. Lema'aseh, in practice, yichtoiv kol echad le'atzmoi al pinkasoi kol ma shenisba'er lo b'sichloi b'emunah semes. Each person should keep a journal, write down to oneself whatever has been clarified to him intellectually in emunah, וישתדל בכל יכולתו להגיע לבירור חזק and make utmost effort to reach strong clarity המניח את דעתו that satisfies him ומחשלו לעמוד נגד כל העולם כולו, and so to speak immunizes him, gives him the strength to stand against the entire world. עד כאן.